is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Oh, man. Oh, jeez. Today's broadcast is pretty serious. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours a day from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com. So if you'd like to share this broadcast with friends and family, you may go to USAPrepares.com, click on Listen to Vincent GCN, and you'll be able to download the podcast for free or send links to the podcast to friends and family. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and currently sharing his experiences and wealth of knowledge with us today is Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Richard Allen Miller.
Yeah, good morning. I see you're a little frazzled this morning with all the things going on. You should be. There was a massive coronal mass ejection from the sun on the 20th, 2 days ago, and should have begun hitting Earth late last night and today. It'll have a massive effect on everything.
Rick, I was out baling hay last night. Well, in the afternoon, right after the broadcast.
Yeah.
And so I was in this tractor, and I had to put in, had to top off the refrigerant, which I use propane and butane as a refrigerant, because I don't use the Freon products. And so I've got this John Deere tractor, and I got it so that it would cool off, because in the cab, it's well over 100 degrees when we're baling hay, the heat of the engine and the heat through the glass and all that. So anyway, here's the point, Rick. I was baling hay, and I overheated. Steam came out of under the hood. And so it was so hot, I really couldn't get to it, so I left it for a couple hours, went back to it. And I thought, you know what? I think there's a small leak. I might be able to bale the hay. Just keep putting coolant in. Well, I decided that I would get the spare parts, so I called John Deere. Now, John Deere, they're known for having parts all the time for just about anything you need. If they don't have it today, they'll have it tomorrow. And that's one of the selling points for buying a John Deere tractor, the parts distribution network. Well, they can't get a part until Monday. Now, that's really going to mess me up. Here's the point I'm trying to make, Rick. You know, this just-in-time inventory, what that really means, Rick, is just-in-time inventory means we don't have it. It's not in stock, and we may be able to get it for you in a few days after you need it. You know? It's unbelievable. That's what just-in-time inventory means to me. It's not just in time. It's way past when you need it. So you mentioned the coronal mass ejection, and the reason I'm tying these two together is I was baling hay that was not as thick as I've baled in the past. There's no reason why my temperature should have climbed so high on the engine of this tractor.
That is, in fact, one of the phenomena that you can expect from magnetic or electromagnetic heating of our atmosphere. And it is heating. It is, you know, the gamma ray registries are all off the charts everywhere across the United States. You can go to a lot of different monitoring. And this is going to have an effect on all of our electronic ignition systems. It's going to actually mess with it big time.
Rick, one of the things that I monitor here from the broadcast is I look at the statistics, packet loss and so forth, And I was doing, you know, before I go on the air, I'll share this with the class. Before I go on the air, I just don't jump into the studio and say, everyone all set, cocked and locked. I do a, about a half hour before, at least, I do a final equipment check. And I will check the microphone, the mixers, the audio processing equipment, all the computers. I do a, you know, like a pre-flight check. And what I noticed during the pre-broadcast check today was there were dropouts of packets, because I have a destination I send packets to see how long it takes, the return rate, the dropout rate, and so forth. And I was losing packets before the broadcast started. So I think you're right. I think something's going on.
There will be, it's difficult to even estimate the effect of whether it's going to be like a Carrington effect where it's global or it's going to be regional or even local. Right now, we're in the middle of it, and I personally would not recommend going outside unless you're really well shielded. And what I mean by that is the gamma ray count is up enough that there's a high probability of skin cancer, there's a high probability of blah, 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 blah. You know, there's a whole list of things that when the sun is emitting dangerous particles, it's best to have some kind of protective covering to protect you from the extra that's happening. And there is a lot of extra right now. So, and it'll go on for another day and a half, probably.
Great. Great.
Well, at least at least you're aware of it. If you have to work outside, make sure that you're wearing a hat, make sure that you've got sunscreen, make sure that all your arms are covered, that you're not open and bare skin direct to the sun. You don't want to do that now. That's what a coronal mass is about. That's why they give these warnings. That's one of the reasons you want to be heads up on those kinds of things. You know, we were going to talk about Fukushima as well. When I said that Fukushima is radiating now worse than ever, that is an understatement. And really, what it's going to lead to eventually is the fact that a Geiger counter will not measure the kinds of radiation you must know on the foods you eat. And so what are you going to do? Well, the way it's going to ultimately play out is that all receiving grocery stores will most likely have to have a mass spectrometer, an inexpensive, they're expensive. Right now, a carry will cost somewhere around $60,000. And so that's an expensive piece of equipment. And all food coming in will be measured by counting atoms. And you'll be counting atoms on toxicity, nutrient, and so on. And that will most likely be how the food will be priced, on what's in it and what shouldn't be in it. And that's our brave new world, where we're going to have to be far more rigorous in paying attention to where our food came from and what's in it. I personally will not eat any fish from the Pacific Ocean right now. I won't do it.
Rick, I'm with you. When Fukushima went off, that was the last time the Finelli family bought tuna fish. I'm very serious about that.
When it went through, the actual sonic boom from that earthquake and all of the rest of what happened, it went through Grants Pass. It dropped a whole bunch of large trees. Riverside Park had a large ponderosa that fell on one of the larger, I don't know what they call them, their centers where they have a covered center with a whole bunch of picnic tables and cooking facilities under it. It decimated that. And that was just from the sonic boom of Fukushima. And then we started noticing from the particulate matter that came over, mutations in dandelion. Dandelion was the first point where we started seeing things up and around Michigan and so on. San Francisco got hit. Seattle got hit. Most of the radiation from the initial explosions went up into Arctic Alaska in a basically uninhabited region. We were lucky. However, today, right now, they are discovering polar bear. They're observing polar bear that have no hair and large tumors. not there's anything you can do about it. Well, the nascent iodine, some of the other bioremediating foods that you can use are one way to try to get out some of the toxins that might be particulate matter in the air. If you've got strontium 90 or cesium 137, I mean, that's going to mess with the thyroid right out of the gate. That'll be the first thing that starts to be a warning signal that something happened wrong, is that your thyroid starts to go sideways. Now, we're seeing that in Japan. 40% of the children in Tokyo now have thyroid problem. That's just been posted. It's unbelievable. And some of the World Health Organizations are now suggesting, as I had previous, that Japan is in a very precarious position for another. You know, what coronal mass ejections do is that they disrupt fault lines. And because of the electromagnetic bending of our ionosphere and other related heliosphere. And with that comes the problems of earthquakes. And Japan is right now on a precipice. I mean, there's between it and infinity down below. There's this huge cavern just below it. There's nothing there all the way down to the center of the earth almost. And so it's my opinion that Japan may no longer exist as a continent shortly or sometime within our lifetime. And right now we're going through the biggest solar flares in history. And while most of them are off in other directions than the earth, this one is coming straight at us and should be hitting right now. You want to be careful with the sun.
Rick, when you say coming at us right now, you mean right this moment?
Yeah, it takes about 2.5 days from the ejection on the 20th to reach the earth. This is the 22nd. You should be experiencing the radiation right now. You can't see it. You can't feel it. It's there. And if you go on, there's lots of NOAA and other monitoring sites that will give you that. I've got a couple of sites. Let me grab my computer real quick. I can give you a quick site that is, it's called Space Weather Prediction Center, and it is at www.swpc.noaa.gov. That's the Space Weather Prediction Center for the National Weather Service at NOAA, which is, and that has current space weather conditions at any given moment.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And he's been presenting information about the coronal mass ejection that happened on the 20th of this month, a couple days ago. And today is the 22nd, and the electromagnetic radiation is here and will be with us for, what, another day or two, Rick?
Yeah, about 2 days, yeah. Over, it'll be a spread because when it releases it, coming at different velocities, and so we have a packet of, you know, of charged particles coming at us. A burst.
Okay, Rick, so when these particles hit our skin, will they drill through our skin?
Mostly, yeah.
And enter
if
our body?
If they hit something wrong, then you have cross-linking, and that's your cancer. Usually not. They're going so fast, they just, boop, they're gone. You know, but you really need to have some screening because there's sidebands, not the gamma rays. The gamma rays are, you know, so small, it probably won't mess with anything. But the sidebands will create hard ultraviolet radiation, that kind of thing, and then atmospheric phenomena, which is toxic.
Okay.
Rick, I just got a text. Know, that's why we have an atmosphere as a shield, you know, kind of thing. That's why Mars is iffy and you have to live underground. You need some sort of shielding. Imagine being an astronaut in space with nothing between you and the universe, essentially.
Rick, I just got a text from someone on the East Coast, and their question is, if the sky is outcast, overcast, I guess is what this person means, will that add any protection?
Some, it will, yes, that's a good question. Yes, some, because there are certain frequency bands that will be absorbed by water. But water isn't the bottom line, and there are other gases, helium, whatever, that will also help absorb. The overcastness is not a protection against coronal mass, however. And that means just even though it's overcast, you're still going to get zapped by the sun.
Okay. And this is something that's...
that you're not seeing things. That's what overcast does. It mostly screens in the visible light region. Doesn't take out a lot of the hard ultraviolet, some of the other that will be bursting in that little packet of information. Up north, there's a high likelihood you'll see aurora borealis. You'll see a lot of play in the light of our heliosphere, Venus, the shielding of Earth. You'll see there won't be any magnetic shifts or anything like that. It will be mostly radiation that's going to hit everything. And it doesn't really like solid-state physics. That acts like a spike, and so there may be some, cell phone interruption, that kind of thing. Your packets of information might be contaminated, you know, where it doesn't receive, it's distorted, whatever. That's what will happen over
Rick, I just got another... Rick, I just got another text. Will sunscreen be of any help in this particular situation with the coronal mass ejection?
Well, I don't use it, but yes, it will help some. If you have to be outside in the sun, you do need to wear certain kinds of sunscreens because of the long ultraviolet. That's what sunscreens normally shield. They're not going to shield gamma rays or things like that. That's absurd. We're talking about a particle going so fast and so small that it just sees the Earth as transparent. It just zoops right through it like that. There will be other bandwidths that the sunscreen will work.
Mm-hmm. Rick, I'll tell you right now, I'm looking at the screen for the length of time it takes for the packets to get to, or the delay, let's call it the delay. It's running at 702 milliseconds, almost three-quarters of 1 second. That's three times, at least, almost four times typical for this broadcast. So anyway, I just want to share with you that it looks like
that's typical. That's right. And that's why you have a checksum error, you have redundancy and trying to send your packets of information.
Rick, when we come back, let's talk about water and the relationship of radioactivity from Fukushima to our drinking water. And I'd like to share something that I learned with you about what happened to a well. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Under today's hot.
Last day of God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rick, many years ago when I lived in Virginia, we were a couple hours away. Our farm was a couple hours away from Virginia Tech. And there was a tsunami that hit the East Coast. And when it hit the East Coast, I read a report that a water well at Virginia Tech, where the static water level was 330 feet. So what that means is, if you were to measure from the surface of the earth, you go down 330 feet, and that's where the water would typically be. Well, the water level at 330 feet was common. When this tsunami hit the East Coast, Rick, the static water level came up to 110 feet. Which means it rose 220 feet in the well. It climbed the column 220 feet. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is we're talking about Fukushima, and we're talking about radioactivity, and we're talking about polluting the planet. And what I'm saying, Rick, is that the water, the potable drinking water on the coasts of the continents is connected to the oceans.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. Everything is connected. That's the whole point about getting it into our food system and now into our genetics.
Mm-hmm. So now, if we know that, if we know that, that, well, in Florida, for example, Rick, we've been pumping water out of the ground and watering our lawns and making golf courses in Florida, and Florida, you know, the fresh water is pushing against the salt water of the ocean in the Gulf, and it's at equilibrium. But when we start pulling the water out of the ground, we're encouraging the replacement of that water to be done by the ocean. So now we're contaminating the freshwater drinking supply in Florida with salt water, ocean water. Now, the reason I'm saying all this is it's not just happening in Florida. It's happening all along the coast. So if all of the oceans are connected and all the coasts are connected to the ocean's water supply, and if Fukushima is leaking radiation into the ocean, we're going to be drinking this. That's my question.
Right. Hopefully, the Earth is a good filter system. That's what you can hope for. But, you know, when you're talking about radiation, now we have a bunch of unknowns. And the amount of radiation that is leaking from Fukushima right now is like an order of magnitude larger than Chernobyl. And Three Mile Island was nothing. This is perhaps the worst man-made a tragedy in human history. And Japan, I actually saw an article yesterday that said that the Japanese are being told that if they smile, they won't become radioactive. Smile! Oh, man! That's Timothy Leary. Space migration, intelligence increase, longevity extension, leaving orbit. I have to tell you that the whole thing is crazy, and nobody in the media is talking about it. Some of the alternative radio, but in fact, do you see this on Fox News? What's going on and why? And worse, there's, how far down do you want to go? There was a massive U.S. East Coast disaster warning near a dolphin death that exploded yesterday. Now, a massive amount of dolphin washed up on the East Coast yesterday and is now being blamed from something that Putin just put out, emergency situation. Let me read that story. Having to do with geological services saying that the Virginia earthquake that they experienced, the largest in their recorded history yesterday, possibly a part of the coronal mass ejection, has set off FEMA to enact Region 3, which is Virginia, Washington, D.C., there's a bunch of little states in there, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York. And that's FEMA. Region 3 is now on serious red alert. There was a massive 5.8 magnitude earthquake centered in Virginia, shook the entire East Coast, and was described as the largest quake of its kind to strike the East Mississippi River in all of recorded history. Now, there is an argument for getting rid of TVA. That's the Tennessee Valley Authority. That all of those are Fukushima-like reactors with open, spent plutonium rod pits that are open to everything. It's crazy what they're doing on the East Coast. And now, EMERCOM has state showed that has shattered previously unknown fault zones extending from Richmond, Virginia, outward to the Atlantic Ocean region and stretching upward to the Chesapeake Bay, where the largest estuary in the United States. And right now, there is a a major fish warning going on the East Coast, having to do with these released spent gases from volcanic coming up through the ocean, probably is what killed the dolphin, probably will be why the FEMA camps will then now need to be dispensing water and possibly food. It's unbelievable, and it gets worse. The follow-up articles that are about that right now are talking about a 9-week training course for UN peacekeepers to learn urban warfare, English, and U.S. weapons systems beginning the fourth week of July. There was 386,000 troops that were to be completed by October 1st. There was $11 million in antibiotics that were delivered to FEMA Region 3 by October 1st. FEMA purchased orders of over $14.2 million worth of MREs and heater meals to be delivered October 1st. Wonder what this is all about. Oh, and I forgot, yeah, 2,800 MRAPs, those are Humvees and things like that, to be delivered by to the Department of Homeland Security October 1st. They are already anticipating some serious problems on the East Coast, and it will be the East Coast that is a, I don't know, a test to see how well it all works.
Rick, the story talks about 160 dolphins. They say, you know, they can handle 25. 160 is way more than they can handle.
But this is exceptional.
Yeah.
Something else is going on out in the East Coast. I first thought it was Fukushima. It's not. It's most likely something you and I have not talked about, pathogen X from GMOs, and that is most likely what it is about, pathogen X, and we can do that on the next hour. We can talk about what pathogen X is and how it relates to GMOs. It is an unknown pathogen that is now in our DNA, and I would say probably everyone that has been eating wheat is a carrier.
Rick, we have animals that live on our farm. They're domestic farm animals. We have livestock, and then we also have predators that that surround the farm. All kinds of dogs and cats, and I'm talking about wild cats. And here's where I'm going with this, Rick. Let's say I was irresponsible, and I took trash, whatever that trash might be. Insecticides, let's say I had, and we don't have them, but let's say I had empty insecticide bottles, and let's say I had household trash. Let's say I just said, you know what, there's a spot here in the woods.
That's how you mess up the drinking water.
Yeah, so let's say that, you know, I just went out there in the woods, and I said, you know, this is my farm, no one's going to see it, I'll just put it over here in this pile. And then some of these wild animals came and found some of the food scraps, maybe coffee grounds, maybe eggshells, maybe some fruit that went bad, maybe some bread that went bad, you know, maybe some leftovers from cooking. I'm just describing what somebody might put, you know, in the garbage, just in a regular garbage pail.
Batteries.
Right. So I just put that out there, and batteries, right. Okay, now, the wild animals might sort through that and eat some of it and say, well, you know, this doesn't really taste so good. It's close to the insecticide, but you know what? I'm hungry. Now, Rick, what about the dolphins? With all the trash that we dump in the ocean, the analogy I'm trying to draw is,
there's,
if I were to make a little small pile.
Yes, that's a possibility. That's why you see in your local population things like rabies and rabbit fever and other kinds of, what do they call that, avian bird virus. That's a good one to talk about. Yes, this is the reason why at some point all your grocery stores are going to have some kind of monitoring device of the foods coming in for disposition and distribution. It's going to have to measure toxins as well as nutrient, and that's probably then going to determine what you pay for your food you eat. And And that's one argument for why it's really a good thing to know where your foods came from, and why would you want to eat something from Mexico when the farm next door to you might be struggling and have a way to trade or barter their production with things like your cow.
Yeah, and Mrs. Finelli reads every single label, and if she goes to a supermarket, she'll say to the produce manager, she'll, you know, try to find that person and say, where did this come from? And the guy will say, I don't know.
I wonder
say,
what well, let's find out. Like when she carries a gun and does that. I love it. It's going to be a brave new world, Benson.
we'll be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And Rick, I'm receiving a lot of questions, and I'll try to put some of them together. We're talking about the coronal mass ejection. And one question we have is, will this potentially damage solar panels and inverters that are used on solar charging systems?
These coronal mass ejections can, will, and have actually shorted out automobiles, have shorted out cell phones. Up in Toronto last year, there were like 50,000 cell phones that bit the dust just from a bunch of radiation that came from the sun. It's like an ELF spike, similar, different, similar, same effect. On a quantum mechanical level, it'll go in and take those boundary layers between gallium and arsenic and just crash them.
Rick, here's what I plan to do after the broadcast.
By the way,
you can't shield it either. Yes.
There's nothing that will shield these kinds of radiation. That's why it's so and why they're talking about an ELF spike weapon, you know, to disrupt communications, whatever. That's why ARP was invented in the first place, was as a bypass to this kind of problem.
So, Rick, are you saying that it's not going to do any good to disconnect wires that would act as antenna?
No, it's not. It won't be on that level. It will be on a quantum mechanical level on boundary layers in your chips, your computer chips. That's why computer chips are said to have a half-life of only 8 years, and that your checksum errors on why some chips are no longer viable for use in accounting systems. They have errors. And with that said, it's a technology kind of like when the aliens left it, like leaving flintlocks in the pouring down rain. Why would they give us technology around solid-state physics? Originally, in physics, the direction of computers was dealing with Schmidt triggers and puffs of air. That was Corning. It was went into a system called NOR-NAND logic, which is now called object-oriented. It's a more efficient algorithm than AND or a NOT, working with ones and zeros. And that system was impervious to gamma rays in space because it dealt with a much larger system of air, puffs of air, and little triggers where a ball of air would come in and switch it over to that system. And they used to stack it in ceramics and that was called fluidic devices. And what happened is we went off into integrated circuits instead, what we called, monolithic circuitry with transistors and, you know, converting light into energy. But to do that requires certain kinds of metals that form what we call boundary layers between one metal and another, and that's where you do your registry. And that is extremely sensitive to electromagnetic fields and gamma rays, things that exist microwave on a quantum mechanical level. It'll go in and just wreck havoc. That's what took down our telegraph back in the 1800s. That's what's going to take the grid down at some point because of these high-energy physics particles.
You're talking about, Rick, you're talking about the fire that was set at Grand Central Station because of all the telegraph wires that were connected at endpoints, and the endpoints were set on fire.
What happens is the whole system crashes because it's been gated, or, you know, just totally shunted out. It'll ruin it what a computer chip is two similar metals in the alkali halide series that are bonded together. Arsenic and gallium, for example, would be typical in your computer chip. And where those two metals bond together creates what's called a forbidden zone, where you can set up arrays of information of yes or no, and that becomes your, you know, your memory, if you will, of how you store information on a disk. Now, radiation will knock that out in a heartbeat.
Rick and I will be back right after top of the hour news and commercials. Class, if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I will be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.